Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Coming off of a hopefully restful weekend, this is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
It is. It is black and white, and there are some people on this Epstein list that's about ready to come out.
Oh,
they're afraid of the truth being black and white. They don't want it in black and white.
Well, Prince Andrew has already been cast out of Buckingham Palace. King Charles, he made a big formal to-do of it.
Right.
And he stripped him of all of his basic royal garb.
Right.
And
his royal status.
And said that he is kicked out.
Yep.
And it's because of that Epstein Island connection, where apparently he had quite a few relations with an underage girl. And so well, good on them that they kicked him out.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are, prince or other
or movie star
or duke or otherwise, movie star, it just really doesn't matter. It's all these people that have more money than the huge majority of the entire world.
Yes.
And they're not happy with that.
Right.
You know, it's like,
that's right.
It's like the whole question of how much is enough?
You know I know that there were also they just had parties, you know, just high big name people showing up, and it was just parties, and, you know, maybe they weren't involved with whatever's going on the other side of the island or the back room or whatever. But I'll tell you what, if I were in that position, like Bruce Willis or Will Smith, some of these actors, Phil Collins, you know, people that we like, I like these guys, you know, and you hate to see their name on there. If you had nothing, if you didn't do anything wrong,
right, you better be marching out to the forefront right away,
sounding off.
Yep, going
and say, whoa, hey, I went to a party, I met people, we took pictures, and that was it.
That's right.
You know, but their silence is speaking volumes.
Is deafening.
Yeah.
And the problem is that, I mean, like, there's even a picture that I ran across of Trump and Melania, President Trump and his wife Melania, but it doesn't say where they are. It's just a picture. It could be taken at any party anywhere on the planet.
I thought that was Trump's things in Florida.
Yeah, because he addressed that a long time ago as president. He said, boy, some of those people, they get into some really weird stuff. And he said, I'm not into that. He said, but you bump into these people at parties and they'll take pictures with you or whatever. And then somebody twists it.
Right.
And so, you know, just because Epstein and his girlfriend or whatever she is happened to be at somebody else's party and they took pictures with so-and-so, there's no proof that they were actually there. Now, these other things going on with Epstein Island, they say they've got video of all the other people.
Well, the Monochromatic Monday.
That's right.
The truth is black and white. And
how horrific, I would rather know the truth than be lied to.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'd also rather know the truth than ever support any one of those people ever again if they had any actual involvement.
Yeah, it's the worst of the worst. It's pretty off the rails.
Yep.
So, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of things going on right now. We've got a great audio clip of Lindsey Graham, deep state establishment, you know,
he's a rhino. He's been there. He's a Republican senator from South Carolina that has made a career out of this. He's basically your career rhino. And you know, it's what he has to say in this clip. I'm sorry. It basically disqualifies him from even holding his position.
We thought of even holding it till Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Right, so just because
proper. We might just have to bring it back up, or he'll say something else in the meantime.
Yeah. Well, I think that, well, after the break we'll get to it because this clip shows how out of touch these people are and how little they know about what's actually going on and the fact that they're representing us. I mean, we know right. more than them any day of the week, and they're the ones in the positions of authority. That is absolutely upside down.
They're also in the positions of power and in positions to make a lot of money, and so they have a completely different agenda. They've lost touch with, you know,
the people representing
America.
Yeah, yeah, look, you know, and of course we all know that Jesus is the example, and that's the whole point of him coming here, was so that he could be the example of all for all of us on how to be a good leader,
right?
How to care for people, how to watch out for them, how to love them, basically. And so that has always been our theme since we started this show nearly 3 years ago now, that the whole point of the Bible is Jesus is the example. This is how you love one another. This is how you love one another through government. This is how if you're being put into a position of an elected official to represent other people, your primary goal should be to make it as absolutely wonderful for your constituents as you can get it to be.
Well, not only that, in the United States, the government's primary duty is to defend the rights of its citizens.
Yes,
your property
to
rights,
defend them.
Your
yep.
natural rights, and
to protect them from invaders.
Yes,
to protect them from illegal judges. You know, illegal rulings.
But we find them continuously scheming how to find loopholes so that they can continue to take more rights away from people, to take more wealth,
right.
to strangle them with more regulations. And they keep running up against this pesky little thing called the Constitution.
Yep.
And they scheme continuously and scurry around trying to find ways around the Constitution.
Right. And even so much so that when I was the president of the property rights group here in our county for, 4 or 5 years, what we ran into was you couldn't, if you're having a meeting with the elected officials, I told everybody, don't even say the word Constitution. Say law of the land.
Right.
Because if you even say Constitution, they instantly shut off, they roll their eyes,
yes.
they check out, and they label you like constitutionalist is a bad thing. They label you a constitutionalist,
yes.
as if you're a wacko nut job. And so I said, refrain from using that word, otherwise they won't hear what you have
Instead
to say.
Instead you say, this is illegal. This
say,
is
this
against
is,
the
this
law.
This is the supreme law of the land that states in article or blah, 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 whatever article, section, number. Just give them the law, the number, and say it is the supreme law of the land. Just don't even give them the chance to check out on that word.
Right. Isn't that amazing how we've come to the point where the word Constitution has that effect on these people? That's when you know you are in a state of tyranny.
Right.
When the supreme law of the land is something to be scoffed at, mocked.
Right.
The people who quote it are mocked. Or say Constitution, and
well, even coming forth with any of the articles or any of the laws cited in the supreme law of the land, if you just did that, it seems to sink in and they'll listen. But it's like these trigger words, they're educated and schooled to look down upon people who use these trigger words like Constitution, you know, not the C word,
right.
you know, and how. How pathetic is that?
I remember not too long ago, several years ago now, where there was a city councilman, they were arguing for passing a anti-firearm bill, like within 500 feet of a parade or something like that. Even their city attorney advised them that this is not going to hold water. It's clearly unconstitutional. And their response was, well, then we will go ahead and pass it because this is what's best for our community. And then if they want to challenge it and take it to court and the courts find that it's unconstitutional, then we'll rescind it. So that's their attitude. We're going to do something we know is unlawful until you make us stop.
Right.
That's the attitude.
And see, those kind of statements right there, those need to be documented and basically written in stone. And those are the kind of things that get those people ousted for failing to uphold their oaths of office. And you charge them with criminal charges.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. To charge somebody criminally for violating their oath, you know, one of the big arguments is you have to prove intent. They intended to. That right there, there's so many clear cases like that now. It is clear intent when they're advised by their legal counsel this is illegal, it's unconstitutional, and they say, well, we'll pass it anyway, and then they can sue us, and then we'll remove it. That is intent.
And actually, that is not even true. If I mean, they might tell you that you have to prove intent. That's not the case. If they do it, it's black and white. I'm not arguing against you. I'm arguing against what those people tell everybody to discourage them.
Right.
You know, oh, you have to prove intent. No, you don't. If they did it, they did it. It's black and white. They broke the law. You're out of here.
Right.
You know,
well,
and we're
cases
not gonna...
like that, they can't even use that argument. It is like a clear path to filing a criminal complaint.
Yep, that's right.
For people like that. And you know, that was, I didn't even know that 10 years ago, you know, 8 years ago. I didn't, wasn't on that plane, you know. And so today I would initiate something like that because I've studied enough since then and I understand it enough. I would aggressively pursue that.
Now there's another thing that they also like to discourage people with who are going to pursue things like the Fifth Amendment, due process of law, right? That was another one of our huge, that was almost like the backbone of our property rights group was the Fifth Amendment, the Fifth and Sixth Amendment. And basically what they figured out to do, these are attorneys, right? That means to twist and turn. An attorney will twist and turn to the best of their ability. And so what they will do to twist and turn and weasel or try to weasel their way out of their responsibility towards due process is they'll say, well, it has to be substantive. And it's like, no, it doesn't. That's a lovely, beautiful word. Where did you come up with that lovely, flowery word? It doesn't have to be substantive or substantive, is like they like to say it quickly. No, it doesn't. The Constitution reads plain and clear. It's due process of law, and it's guaranteed to every person. It doesn't have to follow some kind of qualification.
Right, there's a certain threshold of violating your rights that beyond that, then we can get in trouble.
Yeah, if it's really heavy duty, then it'll count.
Right.
No, those are not the people that set up the law. But they will fool you. And if you buy that, they've got you fooled. They've just pulled the wool over your eyes. You just don't even listen to their requirements for it to be constitutional.
Well, those are the same kind of people that are trying to convince you that the separation of church and state is in the Constitution.
Right.
Which is not. You know, so, twist and turn. Attorney. Yes.
Yep. Attorney.
All right. Well, let's get into the word of the day.
That's right.
What have we got here on this fine monochromatic Monday?
We've got word from the universe's best counselor.
Yes.
You want legal counsel, here's the guy to go to.
Our advocate.
That's right. And he will not twist and turn the truth into something deceptive. Thank God for that. Okay, so the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6, which read under the title, The Spiritual War. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And that's it.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that's fantastic because this is what got my attention. I mean, this is a random turning for today, but this is exactly what got my attention in our Saturday Bible study was we were listening to a pastor. Actually, there were three pastors that were describing how recently they'll be praying, they'll be doing whatever, and all of a sudden, wham, here comes this foreign thought that's absolutely vile.
Right.
It's absolutely vile. And they recognize that that's not my thought. I wasn't thinking that. I was busy doing something else. And
right.
wham, here comes this absolutely revolting, vile thought.
Yes.
And
even while you're praying or reading the Bible.
Yes. And that was what my response was. I was like, wow, that's the third pastor that we've listened to that has said that very thing. And it was great because the one pastor, he said, so of course, instantly, because I have been wearing the armor of God, I instantly took that thought captive and I cast it out, you know,
yes.
because I've got my shield of faith on,
right.
you know, and I thought that was such a great, just instant response. And he is so prepared for that.
Yeah, he's like, nope, that's not my thought. We're not even going there.
Yep, not even going
it,
there.
He got his mind
it.
Back on God.
Yep, and sent it away. And I thought, wow, that's so fascinating because over the, you know, he was saying, one of the pastors was saying, if you are not being attacked by Satan right now, you're kind of a worthless Christian.
Yeah, you're either dead or you're worthless.
Yeah, because if you're being attacked, it's because in the spiritual world, all of the satanic, demonic influences, your head is sticking up way above everybody else if you're actually working hard for God and striving for God and doing
right.
what, walking in the Lord's ways. And so I thought that was really fascinating that all three of them are mentioning that now, and that the one pastor said, oh yeah, it's a constant battle for me, and my threshold, I just rate it from a 1 to 10, and when it's fairly dull, it's about a 3. You know, he says in other days you wake up and it's just a barrage and you're at 10.
Right.
And so this is a spiritual battle, and they're aware of it. But it's great that they're not, you know, the thought comes into their mind, and they don't. First of all, they don't think, okay, that's what I'm thinking now, and then let it go and,
yeah, nurture
and let it,
it
build and nurture it and think
yeah.
about it for 20 minutes, and then pretty soon it's a whole full blown scenario in your
right.
mind that you
all
have
day.
To deal with.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's fantastic that they're on top of it, just like Johnny on the spot, bang, you don't belong here, get out.
Yes.
And just like the when Satan put that thought into David's head to number all the people of Israel, that was not David's thought, but he didn't
right.
recognize it as not being his own.
Yes.
And sure enough, it says right there in the Bible that sure enough, that was Satan that put that thought into his head, and he didn't recognize it in time to capture it and cast it back out.
Right. Exactly.
And so, and that just struck me so much because that whole, all of last week, I was struggling with that quite a bit, where I would wake up and instantly I've got some thought, you know, that I shouldn't be having, and instead of recognizing it, instead of taking that thought captive, I would be lost thinking about it for like a good solid 10 minutes before I went, well, wait a minute. Hey,
right.
Hey, I was right in the middle of this other thing. How did this even start?
Right. Exactly.
And
yeah.
so, you know, and I even mentioned to you, like you said, that happened to me while I was praying first thing in the morning.
Yeah. I was just going to say
and
that.
Bam, you know, there it was. It just took right over. And finally, as I realized it, I was like, oh yeah. Right. I've just had my thoughts invaded and I just got hijacked and run down 10 minutes, you know? And so, you know, cast it out, you Luke 10:19 it,
yeah.
and you kick it back out with the authority of Jesus Christ and, you know, get your
right.
armor on and brace against it. And that's exactly what this scripture here is describing. So I think that's awesome that's a random turning. How fantastic.
That's,
it says right
that's
there.
That's the Lord for you.
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And so
that is such a great reminder. And, you know, it doesn't have to be anything evil and vile, according to our scale, right? I mean, is it bitterness? Is it doubt?
Oh,
doubting
exactly.
the Lord? Is doubting His word, doubting His work? I mean, there are so many different things that our minds can go and dwell on that are not of Him.
That's right.
You know, and so
it could even be an old family matter that is suddenly shoved into your thoughts. You know, an old family matter that maybe, you know, it's a very disturbing one to you, or very upsetting one.
Right.
And you're going,
so and so gets what's coming to him.
Yeah, and you're bebopping along, having a great day, and all of a sudden, boy, you're mad.
Yes.
Because, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, so take those thoughts captive and be quicker to recognize them than I have been. Be quicker to recognize them than David was.
Yes.
Be like that pastor that the second it was there, he went, oh, hey, block.
Right.
Oh, you're gone. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Be gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Is it a complaining heart? Is
right.
it discontent? Is yep. it all of these things? So, or worst of the worst, you know, yeah. thinking sexual things or the whole span of everything we are bombarded with.
Yep.
That input. From all parts of society.
Right.
You know, everybody's so unhappy with what they have. They're ungrateful, it's complaining, it's bitter.
They're depressed.
Depressed, violence in your heart, yep. Sexual promiscuity, all of that stuff. And they market all of that.
Oh, yes.
You know, except for happiness. They'll show you what it takes to be happy. And it's just, you know, your destruction will make you happy.
Right.
You know, so. Right. We've got to put that armor on every day and fight that fight.
That's right.
And the fights are in our minds.
And just to remember that that joy is our strength. That is our joy in the Lord is our strength.
That's right.
And just like Pastor John Hagee had said, he said, no leader is qualified to be a leader as a Christian if they don't have the joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
Because that means you are being ruled by something else.
Right. That doesn't mean people don't have seasons where you go through different things that you're being confronted with or fighting off or challenging, but you're right. I mean, if that's going on, recognize it.
Fix it.
Fix it.
Fix it. That's yep. Yeah. And that was one other pastor said that too in a different sermon. He said, I just don't understand these people that they've got all these different problems and they just kind of deal with them and let them stay. He goes, what is that all about? Why?
Right.
He goes, if I've got something going on that is wrong, I fix it.
Yes.
he goes, if it's
you don't
something,
just learn to live with it.
If it's something going wrong with my family as the man of the household, it's my responsibility to fix it.
Yes.
Not just, just ignore it or just keep nursing it along or whatever. Fix it.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. One more time. That scripture is?
Okay. That scripture was 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3-6.
All right. Read that. Meditate on that today. That was a really, really good one.
Oh,
that was a great discussion.
Praise God for that. I was wondering where that was.
That's very cool. It ties right in to our scripture study and sermons from this weekend. So good.
Yep. It's perfect.
All right, guys. Stay right there. We'll take a break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. And we'll be back. JesusAppears.com is that website. Stay right there, Patriots. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision-fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment 2 of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment 2 brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to get your preps to the next level. Prepping2-0.com is the website. And right now, we really should be prepping fuel, topping
water,
off batteries.
Water filters.
Water filtration. Yep. You can go to our website, and we've got a great new sponsor that's distributing the Berkey water filters. They're on the right hand side. Now, if you click on that, that gives you a 10% discount. That's big.
That's crucial for us as well. I mean, we're looking at right now stocking up on things like fuel and water,
right?
And making sure we've got extra filters for our
Berkey.
That's right. That's right.
Happy to have it.
Let's see. So we have this audio clip with Lindsey Graham. Unbelievable. Putin is about ready to speak to his government. And on Wednesday, Russia is presenting the UN with this special emergency. We're very likely, with the new evidence now pointing to the United States being responsible for the pipeline sabotage, they could be declaring war on us this week.
On Wednesday.
And so, you know, this is, these are wars and rumors of wars. This is the season that we're in. So listen to this clip with Lindsey Graham real quick.
And Senator Graham, I want to turn to China. The U.S. says it does not have a spy balloon program. But given what has happened, are you worried that China has surpassed the U.S. in this so-called near space?
You know, I'm trying to help the administration. Listen, I like Tony Blinken. And the response about the balloon was slow. But the Chinese are lying. It's not a weather balloon. It's a spy balloon. So, yeah, we need to deal with that. But what Secretary Blinken said is big news to me. He believes that the Chinese are on the verge of providing lethal weapons to Putin. Now, if that happens, the world needs to come down hard on China. Because if you believe, as I do, and the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harrison, believes, that Russia is engaged in crimes against humanity in Ukraine, any country that comes to their aid should pay a heavy price. So that's why we should designate Russia a state sponsor of terrorism, because if you do that under U.S. law and China provides lethal weapons, they will get sanctioned. And to the Chinese, if you jump on the Putin train now, you're dumber than dirt. It would be like buying a ticket on the Titanic after you saw the movie. Don't do this. The most catastrophic thing that could happen to U.S.-China relationship, in my opinion, is for China to give lethal weapons to Putin in his crime against humanity. That would change everything forever.
Yes, we're going to give China the what for giving weapons
to their ally.
To a party in this conflict.
Yeah. Hmm. First of all, where has he been? He obviously just fell off the turnip truck, and Russia and China and North Korea have been a triune solid alliance for the past year and a half now.
Oh, yeah.
Where has he been? Where has he been? And especially now that he's calling them, if you get on the Putin train now, you're dumber than dirt. Well, geez, he needs to catch up himself, I'd have to say.
No dumber than dirt than supporting Ukraine, a country that the United States has no vested interest in, and getting us into a World War III.
Exactly. And we're at over $200 billion that we have just given to Ukraine so far.
Take a hike supporting these corrupt people. Anyway, we're out of time. You guys have a blessed day. Join us tomorrow morning, Trump Tuesday, and it'll be 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.